Welcome to Season 6 of the Fight Science Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan Sullivan. In this series, we're continuing our journey of broadening our knowledge in the field of combat sports science by speaking to experts in the fields of nutrition science, psychology, strength and conditioning, and much more to help you become the best practitioner you can be. Today, our guest is Dr. Cohen Kakkar. Dr. Cohen holds a Bachelor of Science and Master of Business Administration from the University of Louisville, as well as a Doctor of Pharmacy from Sullivan University. He has vast experience in the pharmaceutical industry and is a contributing author to the financial media outlet Entrepreneur. Dr. Cohen is the co-founder of the Anthos Group, a wellness company that blends novel agricultural science and clinical data to create next-generation health products. The Anthos Group has recently launched two dynamic wellness brands, CytoCX and Tidal Sport. The latter you most likely know from their cryotherapy hemp spray that is endorsed by none other than the notorious Conor McGregor. In this episode, Dr. Cohen and I discuss how his early career influenced his decision to move into the pharmaceutical industry, his research and work in cannabinoid medicine, the science behind his products, and how he sees the industry moving forward. This is a great episode with so much cool and innovative information, so let's get to it. All right, green light means we are live back for another episode of the Fight Science Podcast. I'm super excited about this podcast. We've got Dr. Cohen Kakkar from the Anthos Group. Dr. Cohen, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Jordan. Excited to be here.
Awesome. Cohen, you're based in Los Angeles, is that right?
So the company is based in Los Angeles. The Anthos Group is our parent company, and of course, the brands Tidal Sport, CytoCX. We're based in Los Angeles, but I actually live in the Midwest. My family is in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Okay. So for us naive Australians who are looking at the map of America, and we're trying to picture it, we're about to give us some coordinates to position us.
So you got to think about the middle of the country, basically. So we call it the Midwest, but it's essentially in the middle of the country. You probably see, you know, the Great Lakes up top.
Yeah, where
Michigan and Chicago is. So we're about 3 hours south of Chicago. So 3 hours under those lakes.
Yeah, not too bad. When I used to live in Canada, I think it's like 97% of their population live on either coast or something crazy like that. In the middle is the prairies and there's absolutely nothing. Is that the case where you are? Is there a whole lot of nothing around you?
Unfortunately, it is for the most part. But, you know, we do have some metropolitan cities. Indianapolis is a decent sized city. And of course, Chicago is one of the bigger cities in the U.S. But absolutely, Los Angeles on the West Coast, San Francisco, and then you got New York on the East Coast, and those are the most populated cities in the country for sure.
Yeah, no, probably a good spot to be. But let's get straight into it. So, Cohen, we met while we were overseas in our last trip over there. Lots of things I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you about your own history, this new product that you've got coming out through Tidal Sport. We'll get into it. If you guys are listening at home, you no doubt would have seen it. Conor McGregor is the face of it. It's super cool. Before we get into all of that, can you give us the elevator pitch? Tell us a bit about yourself, Dr. Cohen. Tell us how you got into all of this and, how it all came to be.
Absolutely, Jordan. And before I jump into that, I want to say I had a great time with you and the crew when you guys were here in the U.S. Really enjoyed spending time and learning from you guys. So it's an honor to be here. Thank you for having me. You know, like you said, my name is Cohen Kakkar, and I'm a co-founder of the Anthos Group. And my background is a little unorthodox. I'm actually a pharmacologist. I came from Big Pharma. I did my doctorate in pharmaceutical sciences, did a bachelor's degree in biology. So most of my career was really in that science and kind of therapeutic area. And then as things developed, opportunities opened up. Here I find myself with you on the Fight Science podcast, really taking that same science that I have experience in and making products for the clients and for the partners that you and I talk to every day, these elite athletes and fighters.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You mentioned the Anthos Group being your parent company a couple of times now. Tell us a little bit about them.
Sure, absolutely. So the Anthos Group was the result of a merger. We started actually in the medical space. We were providing healthcare providers with education on new trends in medicine, pharmacogenomics, personalized medicine. And inevitably, we started getting a lot of questions around CBD. What is this stuff? You know, my patients are on it. What do I tell them? So the more we did research on it, we saw that it was, here in the U.S. at least, it was a very unregulated industry, right? All kinds of claims being made, no real science to back them up. And we saw an opportunity. We thought if we can bring a pharmaceutical approach to the CBD industry, there could be an opportunity to bring products that both providers, pharmacists, and even consumers could take confidently, knowing that it's been vetted and there's quality assurance there. Quickly, we realized in order to do that, we really had to control the entire supply chain. So we merged with a company called Apex Biosciences, and that's what formed the Anthos Group. And what Apex did is they actually cultivated their own hemp, and they have a farm where they do not only hemp, but different plant-based ingredients. So then all of a sudden, once we've completed that merger, we had the farms, we had the clinical science team, we had the formulation team and the agricultural scientists. We all worked together to formulate products that are plant-based in nature, but backed by clinical data. So it's a blend of both worlds to bring different types of relief to the consumer. And that's what really is the understatement of the Anthos Group overall.
So you got the entire vertical of the CBD and other health product industry all within the Anthos Group.
That's exactly right. Vertical integration was the best way we felt like we could really guarantee the quality in our products.
Yeah, excellent, excellent. We want to deep dive into CBD and get on that. I haven't actually had anyone on the podcast talk about this. And like you said, it seems like every other athlete and every other doctor and everyone's talking about CBD. So I'm going to pick your brains about that. But something, when I was reading your resume and reading a bit about you, Dr. Cohen, I really like this, that your title, Chief Marketing and Scientific Officer. And I've been obsessed with this, the scientific communication. I remember when I was years and years and years ago, before I started my company, going to a talk about science communication and effective scientific communication. And it literally changed my whole outlook on what I wanted to do with my career. And I guess that's basically your job, isn't it? Can you tell us, what are your own philosophies about? What are your own philosophies about effective scientific communication, why it's important?
Absolutely. And Jordan, I got to tell you, that was one of the first things I learned about you. I think you and I got into a side conversation when we were at dinner that night, and we got really, you know, immersed in the science. And I could tell we share that passion together. But you nailed it, man. It really is, you know, my inspiration to why I went into pharmacology, became a pharmacologist, is I saw that, you know, there's all this complex data when you talk about receptors and even in your world, specific ingredients, inflammation, things like that. How do we take that complex science and translate it into language that everyone can understand and benefit from? So you're right. The title I have at Anthos Group is very unique. Marketing and scientific communications, how does that blend together? But early on, and I have to give credit to my colleagues, is we realized the most powerful marketing, especially for what I would say next generation products are, like the kind we try to launch into the market, the most effective marketing became our education. If we can just educate the consumer on what makes this product different, how it works within the body, I mean, that's going to be more powerful of a message than any kind of, you know, buy this here type of message, right? So that's really, it's become a passion of mine, is taking that complex data and just making it digestible. And it's opportunities like this podcast where we can do that and really reach the masses.
It's an important skill to have, right? Like, it's the biggest skill. I tell this to all my interns, all the people we train, is that you can have all the knowledge in the world. Doesn't matter. You can have all the knowledge in the world. Doesn't mean anything if you're not getting it across to your client, the consumer, whoever you're trying to portray that info about. But Cohen, let's get into it. CBD. CBD is what everyone wants to hear about. You're the expert in it. I'm going to break this next question into two parts before we get into the endocannabinoid system and everything. Tell us, why do you think there is so much interest around CBD? Why it seems, maybe we're a bit behind down here in Oz, but why is there just booming interest about CBD lately?
You know, it's interesting, right? All of a sudden, we found this compound, which isn't new, by the way. People have known about it, and people have consumed it in different ways, and not necessarily in oils like that's been getting popular recently. But it's such an amazing ingredient that's really ignited different types of relief. And of course, when we dive into the science, I'll go into this a little bit. But we work with a lot of the pain clinics here in the U.S. And we have patients that start on our products just for pain, right? Lower back pain that they haven't been able to solve for years, joint pain. But then they come back and they're like, you know what? All of a sudden I'm sleeping better. You know what? All of a sudden I have more patience. I'm not as stressed and, you know, anxious at my job anymore. And, you know, that's really what drives our passion, is that this ingredient CBD really does have clinical data to support what people are actually feeling. So to answer your question, I think that's why it's taken off. It's twofold, right? People are excited about a product that's plant-based that works. And then, you know, if you've verified your source, it's safe, right? And then the second thing is it's a blue sky opportunity. So you see a lot of brands and companies coming into the space, trying to kind of dig out an opportunity to grow their brand within the space.
Yeah, so let's deep dive into it. Let's start with a basic one. Can you just give us a definition and explanation of what is CBD?
Sure. So I know you mentioned the endocannabinoid system, right? So let's start there and we'll walk into it a little bit. So as probably most people know, the endocannabinoid system is actually something we're all born with. We have an endocannabinoid system. It has nothing to do with CBD or any other ingredient. When we're young and as we grow up, we have these natural, what's called endocannabinoids, 2-AG being one, anandamide being one, and those are naturally produced in our body. And the endocannabinoid system is really a system of receptors made throughout the body. The most common ones that you hear about are CB1 and CB2 receptors. And what happens is these natural endocannabinoids that we produce, they balance our system. They activate these receptors. So, you know, that's what really achieves homeostasis in the body and balances that system. Now, as we age, similar to hormones, those endocannabinoid levels taper off. They reduce over time. So all of a sudden, you know, and that's why, you know, as we age, we feel different pain. It can be inflammation related. We might not sleep as well. And a lot of the time it has to do with that lack of endocannabinoids and that imbalance in our system. That has provided the premise for just amazing, dynamic, scientific backing of CBD, one, and then other cannabinoids that we've discovered that are available in the hemp plant, all the way from CBG, CBN, and these plant-based ingredients are balancing our system in the same fashion that our natural endocannabinoids were doing. So that's kind of what ignites that first kind of what I'd say wave of relief. But interestingly enough, there's more and more data beyond just the CB1 and CB2 system showing ingredients like CBD are actually, they have a high affinity, which means they have an attraction for other inflammatory cells within our body. So when you think about inflammation, I know in our world, for instance, you think about the joints, the swelling and things like that, but inflammation can be throughout your body. And it's really built by what we call cytokines, which are inflammatory cells. So TNF-alpha being one, interleukin-17, different inflammatory cells like that. So what's interesting about CBD is there's data showing that it can actually inhibit or reduce those inflammatory cells. And the reason that's so interesting and what really drives my passion in this industry is that is the exact same mechanism of action that many of these high-priced drugs, biologics on the market, that's what they're doing, is they're inhibiting the inflammation. So when I saw that science, I was like, wow, this is really something that works. And it's obviously a lot cheaper. Now, I'm not saying it works at the same potency as those high-priced biologics, but it's definitely an option for your mild to moderate pain and things like that. What a lot of people don't know is inflammation is the foundation of so much, right? We know it's the main cause of pain, right? And then you look at autoimmune diseases like Crohn's, colitis, even psoriasis, arthritis. Inflammation is the foundation of all those things, which eventually contribute to pain. So if we treat the inflammation, we're essentially preventing or at least hopefully reducing some of the symptoms of those long-term diseases. And that's why the world of CBD has become so exciting. Now, of course, you know, I always tell my team, we don't want to make any claims unless there's strong data to support it. So what I will say is that there is definitely promising data in certain areas.
Yeah. And I definitely want to jump into that with you.
You are. And it's crazy how fast it's coming. So what CBG is cannabigerol. Now, let me walk back a little bit. When we say CBD, we're talking about cannabidiol, right? And then CBG is cannabigerol, and then CBN, CBC, these are all abbreviations for what are called cannabinoids that are derived from plants, phytocannabinoids. So the reason that's getting interesting is because CBD has kind of been the first wave, and it's been successful in certain clinical testing and just anecdotal data. You know, the agricultural scientists, they're innovative. So they're looking at other ingredients that are in the hemp plant. And right now, I would say the CBG and CBN are the leading two candidates that you're going to start seeing more products behind. CBG, I've seen some stuff on the inflammation side. CBN actually as a sleep aid, which is a huge market, you know, especially even for CBD products. So we're seeing a lot of movement towards that. And interestingly enough, there's another family of ingredients that come from the hemp plant called terpenes. They're actually derived from the stem. So one being beta-caryophyllene. Now, the cool thing is yes, that one's hemp-derived, but it also can be derived from other fruits and, you know, cloves, things like that. But it's just really interesting to see that shift towards natural medicine. We know these are plant-derived ingredients. Now, I'm not saying don't listen to your doctor. You definitely need to take your medicine as you're prescribed. But we are seeing an opportunity where these ingredients, these products can come in and help you maybe taper down the dose or even discontinue it, of course, consulting with your healthcare provider.
Yeah, yeah, always, always, always. So it's almost like these cannabinoids, we're kind of at the tip of the iceberg. Am I correct in saying that? We're at the tip of the iceberg and there's all this new research that's coming out, and we're probably just seeing the very top of it at the moment.
I think so. And here in the US, it's the regulations are, it's very strict, right? The FDA hasn't made it clear what exactly is allowed and what's not. So you have this kind of free for all. But I think something that kind of underlined the safety and quality is when the major retailers started carrying CBD products. That really opened up the floodgates. Now, most won't really do the ingestibles yet, but as far as topicals go, I think they're feeling, number one, safe about it, and number two, their customers are obviously buying it because they continue to restock. So to your point, I think this is the tip, and I think as more science comes out and regulation, we're going to see some innovation in the space, and it's an exciting time.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's probably no better person to talk about the science with than you. So let's get into that, because you guys partner with so many universities. You run heaps of clinical trials. Like you said, you're on your team about not making claims unless there is science backing it up. Talk us through what are some of the things and the insights that you're gaining from these trials you guys are running?
You know, another thing I preach to my team, and when they hear this, they're going to roll their eyes. But, you know, I'm a big advocate and believer in the product has to be efficacious. It has to work. I don't care what the branding is. I don't care how sexy the packaging is. If it doesn't work, you know, they may or may not buy it, and they definitely won't buy it a second time. So in order to really understand how effective these products are, clinical testing is just a part of our DNA. So like you mentioned, we have partnered with the University of Wisconsin, University of Louisville, to run different types of clinical tests all the way from different applications. One that I'm most passionate about is pharmacokinetics. So looking at the absorption of different products, how it distributes through the body, how it's metabolized, and then also all the way to specific applications like post-surgery. You know, are patients able to take CBD instead of taking an opioid and still receive that type of pain relief? You know, even for us, we're doing a sleep study. How are we doing versus a melatonin, or how are we doing versus a tea, you know? So taking these CBD products, again, knowing that they're safe, knowing that they're effective, and how are they doing in comparison with other areas in these particular therapeutic areas where people are really, I mean, they struggled to find options. That it's surprising to say, but it's really hard to find relief for a lot of people.
Hey guys, quick interruption of the podcast to keep you up to date with one of my favorite projects, TrainAid. As you guys know, at the beginning of the year, we launched TrainAid Performance, a scientifically backed supplement company with products that I've personally designed from years of working with world champion fighters, elite businessmen and women, tech giants, and everyday warriors. Our first product, TrainAid Hydration, an electrolyte powder designed to keep you hydrated and fighting through your day, is now available on our website at www.trainaid.com. The feedback we've been getting is absolutely amazing, and I cannot thank you guys enough for all of the support you've shown. So much so that I'm giving my listeners a 15% discount when they apply code HYDRATION15 to checkout, so you can see for yourself why everyone is raving about TrainAid Hydration. All right, back to the show. How do you find people receive them Dr. Cohen, do you find that people are looking for these alternative medicines? You know, they might have tried these other drugs for years and years, and then they do find relief for this. Are you finding that it's pretty well received?
Very much so. And I think it's a result of the times. As you and I were kind of talking about offline, right? We're seeing more and more side effects of, you know, drugs, of diet, you know, things like that. And then, of course, I'm speaking to the expert, so I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. But what we've seen, at least in the U.S. and I believe worldwide, is there's been a huge movement towards plant-based and vegan foods, right? So I think similarly, when people think about their treatment, their wellness, that holistic health, they start going towards those plant-based products if they're available. And that's what's really opened up the floodgates in this particular industry.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a good segue again into this next product and what I want to talk to you about. Before we get into the product,
tell us a little bit about Tidal Sport and what it's all about.
Absolutely. So like I mentioned, we really started in the medical space. We had our flagship brand called CytoCX, and Cyto took off. I mean, pain patients, addiction clinics, everyone was really giving us great reviews, great data on Cyto specifically. So all of a sudden, you know, we started thinking, based on the data and feedback we were getting, we have a product that athletes could definitely benefit from. So what we wanted to do with Tidal is that we wanted to take that same plant-based therapy that we had kind of established with Cyto and combine it with exercise science, things like cryotherapy, enhanced absorption, really kind of meeting the athlete where they're already comfortable. So that's what inspired Tidal, is that we wanted to take that plant-based science, combine it with exercise science, and then create kind of a journey for the athlete all the way. Right now, the focus is post-workout, post-training recovery, but there's we have a very exciting pipeline here in the future that kind of caters all the way from before training, during training, after training, and even outside of the gym.
Yeah, the whole nine yards. And you're talking about earlier, it naturally decreases. Do you find with athletes, does that increase the rate at which this system decreases, or is there much research in that area?
You know, that's a great question. I don't have specific data on athletes in that regard, but it's very possible, right? You know, as athletes put their bodies through the most, right? From a physical standpoint. So, you know, whether they're receiving the relief because of the depletion of those natural endocannabinoids versus just the plant-based products, CBD and other plant-based ingredients, hitting that inflammation we talked about, that's really the foundation for all the pain. I think, you know, it's a combination of both of those things.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's get on to talking about this product. So Tidal Plant-Powered Cryotherapy. So that's a lot in one sentence. Can you break it down? Talk to us about this. Because when I first saw this, it was actually Tim from Paradigm showed me it.
Oh, cool.
We bunkered together and showed me it. I was like, holy smokes, like, I'm used to the old school rugby, like deep heat and rub that in, and it's not exactly pleasant. But with this product, it was really cool. It was an entirely different experience to what I was used to with these other topicals. Tell us about the product, how it came to be, what inspired it, how it came to be on the market.
Sure. First of all, that's great to hear, and thank you for the feedback. And shout out to Paradigm and Tim. Love those guys. They've been fantastic partners of ours. So yeah, man, again, taking that concept of plant-based therapy with exercise science, something a lot of athletes are very comfortable with and essentially has been proven is cryotherapy, right? How do we really treat our bodies after intense training? Now, what cryotherapy in the traditional sense is cold compression, right? Ice baths, the cryo chambers, just the ice pack. So what happens is there's actually receptors that tell our body that we're cold. And as a result, when you actually have a physical cold force on your body, that reduces the blood flow, which essentially can promote healing, reduce inflammation, things like that. So when we formulated Tidal, we used plant-based ingredients along with just proven cryotherapy ingredients like menthol, and combine those together to create that same receptor activation that tells our body we're cold. So when you have Tidal, for instance, and of course the technology of delivery, that's a little different, and we'll jump into that. But on a fundamental basis, the way the product works is it's a topical spray, and it's designed as a 360-degree spray because based on the feedback we got from the market, it's hard to reach your lower back or your Achilles or your hamstring. So with a 360 spray, you can essentially do a full-body application. And the formula itself, what it does is it activates this body of receptors called TRPM. They have different numbers. In this specific case, it's TRPM8. Once that receptor is activated, that's what tells us the body is cold. So depending on where you sprayed it, that area all of a sudden is like, okay, it's cold. So what the body does is it rushes blood to the site. Now remember, there's no actual cold compression happening, so the blood flow is not reduced. In fact, it's increased because it's rushing to that site. So when we have an increased blood flow, we have increased absorption, and that's where the plant-based ingredients get really interesting. So CBD, calendula, arnica, turmeric, all of these plant-based ingredients that we have in our formulation have that high absorption rate, especially with the blood increased, right? And it's hitting that inflammation. So that's really the biggest differentiator of our flagship product for Tidal, which is the cryotherapy spray, is that there's other products that use that hot, cold kind of feel, right? But usually they're temporary, 2 or 3 hours, you might need to reapply. What our product does differently is it does definitely use temperature sensation to relieve pain immediately, but it also has those plant-based ingredients, which promotes long-term recovery. Again, hitting that inflammation, focusing on that inflammation, which leads to long-term healing. And in our world, as you know this better than anyone, everyone wants to get back in the gym faster, get back to my workout tomorrow, get back in the ring the next week. So these products really help the athlete get there safely and effectively.
Yeah, that's awesome. And it's so cool to hear. Hey, and it's just, it's the cutting edge of science, right? And that's especially when we're talking about sports performance, athletes want the edge. And when you talk about getting the edge, we so often talk about, you know, maybe it isn't just all the training. What's just as, if not more important, is that recovery. And that's really what these guys are focusing on. And it seems like this has been really well received. What I want to ask you, Dr. Cohen, is how are they integrating this into their schedule?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, to dial back a little bit, you know, to be very honest, we've been very lucky to connect with Paradigm and with Connor. Connor actually had tried Cyto before Tidal, and based on his feedback, you know, he liked the product. It got us excited. It was a big part of the inspiration for Tidal. And, you know, having him as a partner has been able to give us really real-time feedback from one of the top athletes in the world, which has been amazing. He's been very involved, really giving us good information on products and what works, what doesn't work. So to answer your question, you know, really it's about taking the market feedback, right? So when we designed this product, we were like, you know what, there's a opportunity to bring this plant-based ingredient and combine it with exercise science as post-workout recovery, post-training, post-game, put it on. Not only will it give you pain relief, but it will revive the muscle and joint and prepare you for the next day. That was kind of the mentality. As we started working with more fighters and more athletes, Johnny Walker being one who's also a UFC athlete, we started learning that athletes actually start using it before their workouts as well. And, you know, that really opened up our eyes that, you know what, we shouldn't limit ourselves to saying recovery is only post-workout. I mean, before a workout, I'm sure you do it all the time. We all work out a little sore. So if we can go ahead and take care of that, whether it be 12 hours or whether it be 12 minutes before a workout, it's still effective because it's still hitting that inflammation. It's increasing the blood flow, which enhances your workout essentially. And so I know that's a vague answer, but it's just based on the feedback we're getting that ideally what we're seeing is that people will start using the product either 30 minutes before they work out on the muscle groups that they're targeting that day. And then usually it works best after the workout, after a shower. Make sure you know the areas that are affected, apply the product, and you'll definitely feel some relief immediately.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Dr. Khan, can you break down a bit? You mentioned some of the ingredients in there just before, and that's increasing the absorption ratio because of all these plant-based ingredients. Without giving away the secret sauce, can you kind of break down what it is? What's in this cryotherapy spray that makes it so good?
Absolutely. And, you know, one thing we are all about is product innovation, right? So we constantly want to improve our formula, and version one is very different than what version three is, which is coming out soon, right? So if you were to ask me what the secret sauce is, I think it's a couple of things. Now, again, in the US, we have to be very careful around claims and what we put on the label. So if you look at our active ingredient, it's the menthol, and that's what really ignites that cryotherapeutic response. That cooling effect that people really find pain relief in. But I would say the secret sauce really is that combination of the plant-based ingredients. I think the menthol delivers the relief. It definitely helps with the inflammation. And again, it ignites that increase of blood flow, but it's those plant-based ingredients and their absorption and what they're able to do in the body, which is differentiating the product. And really, I can honestly proudly say we've gotten nothing but positive feedback around.
Yeah, for sure. And you guys mentioned that you guys are looking at this holistically and you're looking at every step of the process. Like you just said, athletes are using this before they work out because most professional, even amateur athletes are sore coming into workouts and you guys are looking at every step of the process. Where's the future hold? What are you guys working on? What other products are you thinking about coming out with?
Yeah, no, it's I love talking about this stuff. We know that there's various segments. And when you talk about the fitness enthusiast or the athlete, there's various modes of relief and various areas that they need to find wellness in. So I'll start with telling you some of the focus. Now, of course, pre-workout, that energy focus segment, it's very saturated, but it's a part of the journey. Of course, now post-workout, we have our spray. We do have a cream that's specially formulated for joint absorption. So that's where we're starting to see a lot of pain and inflammation is in the joints. So we formulated a product that really has an enhanced absorption to hit the joints, because normally joints are the hardest ones to really get to, because you really need deep penetration no matter what you're using. So we have a cream actually that's going to be coming out in the next 30 days that targets that joint inflammation. And we've labeled it as a performance cream, again, with the intention of reviving the joint and helping the athlete get back to their routine. Beyond that, now we have some other stuff that you wouldn't normally associate with inside of the gym, but it's very an important part of the athlete journey. So sleep is another big focus for athletes. So that's something we're looking at as well. And then immunity, a huge focus. We've actually partnered with a company that has a proprietary technology around immunity. And we want now here, as things open up again, really give athletes the confidence to return to the gym, to that they'll be safe and really build up that immunity, and then energy and focus. And another thing we're really excited about is, there's a huge move towards percussion therapy, right? Theragun, Hyperice, things like that. So that massage aspect is it's opening up a whole new market. People are realizing just how important that is. So we have some products that are innovative in the massage space that not only help loosen up the muscle, but they actually have that scientific efficacy, like the stuff you and I love to talk about, increased ATP, increased mitochondrial production. So all those kind of things. So taking that science and continuing to apply it specifically to the athlete journey.
Yeah, it's so cool. And I'm conscious of your time, Dr. Cohen. So I'm going to ask you two questions. One's a bit left field and I didn't give you any time to prep for this one. And then we'll finish off the one that I did give you. But you've come from an interesting background, right? Like you've got a doctor of pharmacy and now you've moved into this more plant-based medicine. And, I went through medical nutrition therapy. I went through that clinical pathway where it's very much dependent, like drugs. If there's an issue, there's a drug, you've got it. Yeah. How are you finding it? How have you found that background has led you into this plant-based medicine? How are you seeing the future progressing? How are you seeing the future of, the pharmacy industry? And is it progressing alongside plant-based medicines? Are they diverging, or how do you see them going?
Yeah, it's an excellent question, and it's one I get a lot, and you're absolutely right. I mean, starting in pharma, I was a part of some of the biggest drug launch teams in the world, and by the way, I don't have anything bad to say about pharma. The people within those walls, they really care. They want to develop medicines that help people all over the world, and many times they do. Then the shift to plant-based, it's interesting, and like I said, I did a fellowship at one of the biggest pharmaceutical companies in the world called Eli Lilly. So that's really where I really understood the pharmacology, the development, the manufacturing. You come into the plant-based space, it's definitely not as sophisticated, right? There's not all the regulations and the high-tech equipment, but it's getting there. And the reason I'm so passionate about this is because, again, like I said, I'm not saying that they're as potent or effective as those drugs, but they can be. And when you talk about your mild to moderate patients, and even in this context, sports related stuff, they definitely have a space in that therapeutic algorithm. So when I look at like that promise and we look at the future, I think both will coexist. I really think that pharma is going to really stay more towards your moderate to severe applications, but I think the plant-based ingredients are definitely going to have a space in that mild to moderate. But now it's really about connecting the education, right? Are they going to start teaching about it in medical school, in pharmacy school, in other healthcare areas where they can educate the patients and make decisions concurrently together, as opposed to these are the guidelines. Like you said, this is what you have. This is what we're going to prescribe. But unfortunately, sometimes that can come with some side effects.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, and that's why there's people like you, right, to communicate that science and get that info out there so it can benefit all the people that, you know, that it could possibly can help. But Dr. Cohen, million-dollar question. How can people get their hands on this?
Absolutely. So we're available at TidalSport.com. That's TIDLSport.com. Absolutely. And Jordan, I'll shoot you a discount code that you can share with your listeners. We'd love to have you guys stop by the website. And right now we're working on our international distribution. We're hoping to be available in Australia very soon, as well as other countries. We're hoping by in the next 3 months, we should be pretty much in most areas of the world. That's pretty much the best way to do it is through the website. And of course, you can always email our helpline at info@titlesport.com for your specific country, and they can let you know how to get your hands on some product.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's cool. It's so exciting because everywhere you do look, CBD is everywhere. CBD is everywhere. And like you said, there is this huge gap of like education, right? And people are kind of on the fence, but you see it. It's the future. It's the future. It's coming. Plant-based medicine, sustainability, every angle that you look at it, it's the future of so many different industries. But Dr. Cohen, I know we've talked a lot about the company, but if people want to follow you, if they want to follow your journey, they want to get in contact with you, what are your socials? What's the best way for them to reach out to you?
Absolutely. I appreciate that. So you can follow me on Instagram is probably the best way. My handle is Dr. Dr. Cohen, C-O-H-I-N, Kakar, K-A-K-A-R on Instagram. I'm also a writer for Entrepreneur Magazine. So if you go to entrepreneur.com, search my first and last name, would love to have you read some of my stuff. And, you know, to your point about CBD, I can't help myself but to say this on air is that the number one kind of advice I can give to the listening base, if they're interested in exploring CBD, like I always say, number one, consult your healthcare provider. But number two, please, please, please always verify your source. There's a lot of products on the market. They're coming from different areas, different claims. Like I said, it's not really regulatory just yet. So, you know, definitely do your research. And, you know, I'm a resource. Feel free to shoot me a DM and I'll definitely try to answer.
Yeah, I dare say you're going to get quite a few DMs on the horizon.
Happy to help. If they're in your community, I'm always happy to help.
That's awesome. Dr. Cohen, thank you so much for taking the time, mate. I'm sure we'll get lots of questions about this. I'm sure as this field grows, as you guys grow, I'll get you back on. We'll keep continuing talking about this, especially for our athletic population who I know just, you know, recovery is so important for these guys. And we're always looking for the cutting edge to give our guys, you know, that extra 1%. So I'm sure we'll be in touch very, very soon. But thank you for coming on, mate. Appreciate it.
100%, Jordan. Thank you for everything you do. And I hope we can continue to work together. And thank you for the opportunity. It was an honor.
And there it is, another episode of the Fight Science Podcast. Dr. Cohen and his team are leading the way in integrating cutting-edge plant-based technology and medicine into sports performance. And I, for one, cannot wait to see what they come out with in the future. Again, their website is Tidal Sport, that's TIDL.com. This podcast will be available through the podcast app, iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, and you'll also be able to download it from my website, www.thefightdietitian.com/podcast. If you enjoy listening to the podcast, then be sure to head to the podcast app to give us a rating and leave us a review. Thanks for listening in, and I'll see you guys for the next episode of the Fight Science Podcast.